Talking more about Beis Hamidalev. So, Mike Mashmal, what's the point of the Mishnah? The boys just began the Knas and Tsar. Tina, I'm a father, no sin, Shlosh, the worm, Boynes, Arbo. I'm a father, no sin, Boishes, who began the Knas. Most of all, Boynes, no sin, is a Tsar. So, that aloch, what you pay, we already said before. The Mora says, Lavia, it's Yitzchle. The point of the Mishnah is to tell us that it goes to Ishelavia. The Mora says, Lavia nami pshita. It's obvious that we have to pay to the payments of the father. How do I know? Because Midika Yoiv Mefata. We're starting with Narish and Ispatsa. She has to make these payments. Dilatzma amay yoiv mafata midaita of it. So, if she agrees to it, so how can she make a claim of boishus and pagam? The person says trask susi. I'm agreeable that you should do it. So the more actually says. If the person says that Grisha will do it, I might tell the person Tor, so he craps Susi, he's high, he cracks Susi, he potter is potter. But over here, he can't argue that he's responsible for her bushes of Pagam. She's totally agreed to it, she's not responsible. So why would he have to pay? So if he's paying, it must be that the payment goes to the father, and she, even though she's agreeable with the father, the money belongs to the father, and the father says, I wasn't maskim. Some words is Om the Bedini Tzrichalei. The Pluk of the Rishim and Rabbana. So the Chiddush of the Mishnah is the next stage. You're right, the first stage of the Mishnah that Shalviya Tzarbafusa, that first, all of that already is not a Chiddush. It's just presented as a backdrop to the next step of the Mishnah of Om the Bedin, which eventually flows into Mechagas and Rishim and Rabbana. Okay. Fine. Tanan Hossam learned over there in Shuas. The man says to the woman, the father says to the man, Onasto petita esbiti. So the father is being Teveya, the ma'ane, claiming this person was ma'anes and Rafa's daughter. And he says, not true. I didn't do it. Meshpiachani v'amar amen. So I want you to swear that it's not true. And the person accepts this. I'm being mashpia you. And the person says, Amen is accepting the shua. He's making a shua that he doesn't owe the money. So one of the shuas, a person uses a shua to deny money that he really owes. So shua sepikadin. So the lach is, he's chayv a korban. Korban Oshem, and he's glad to be Karen and a Chaimish. That's only money that he owes. Over here, he's being Tevei him the Kanas. Okay. So then he says, Amen. So the law is that the. Hashem Gzeil is only the person admits. So in the context of the concept of Shua Sepikodin, so the person now admitted. The Shaila is, we're talking about a Chiyav, referring to the Chiyav of the Kanas. And since, even if he would have said, yes, he's not Chayav the Kanas of Piyatzmai, he's not using the false Shua to deny money. And if a person uses a false shul, but it's not denial of money. He's not chayiv a sham gezelos shul to become am sham gezelos, but he's rather chayiv. He made a shul sheker. Shul sheker is coming out of the yerid. It's a chatas, and there's no chayiv karen, there's no chayiv chermish, etc. So referring to the kanaz, and the Tanakhama says chayiv. So he's chayiv a sham gezelos. Rishimin poiter shenam shalom kanaz lapiatzma.
There's no.
Since even if he would agree,
there's no chiyuv of what?
Karen.
There's no chiyuv of Karen.
If it's a case you're not denying money through the shuas, there's no chiyuv of Karen. So Shimon says, we're talking about Kanas, and even if the person would be money, wouldn't have to pay. So he's not denying money through his shua. So there's no, none of the chiyuvim of Basham Gazelas are relevant. Amol the Chum said back, that's true that he's not, doesn't pay Kanas, but there are other payments also which they were, had he admitted he would have to pay. And now he's using his shua to deny them. So, okay. So, and Rav Shimon holds that the main focus when the person is being tevei, the main focus of the person is being tevei is the kanas. The kanas is usually, okay. So that's the Mishnah over there. So, with that being the backdrop, and seeing our Mishnah over here, that there's a point of Hamad Abedin, so, Abaya Mir Rabba. Abaya asked Rabba. The father comes to the supposed perpetrator, and he's Tabeim in Bezin. He says, Anasta Batita is BT. Or not in Bezin, it could be in front of him also. Comes to pay him, Anasa b'titz biti, your man is and mafata or mafata my daughter. V'hamaticha b'din, and I took you to Bezin already. V'schayav to li mamon, and Bezin passing yomi the money, and please pay up, or pay up. We will not to please. V'oymer lo anasti v'lo b'titi v'lo hemati b'din v'lo nischayav to the mamon. Then v'nishba. So he's being tevei him by us that the father's being tevei that there was Hamad Abedin as a chiyuv mamon. And the person was nishba, and then the person was moida. So according to the bottom, the person was anyway chayiv the osham. But now the shaila is in Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says that in a case he's just tevei without Hamad Abedin, or claiming there was a Hamad Abedin, so he's potter because he doesn't pay up the atzma. But a person from Boida to a kanas that there was a Hamad Abedin, so that's no longer a kanas, it's mamon. That would be the simple. So would, even Rav Shimon now should say that he would use the shua to deny money, and it's a he's chayav a korban a sham gazelos and the karen and the chomish. Because he used the shua to deny money. On the other hand, we have Rav Shimon in our Mishnah, who seems to say that the moment that this changes and there's a din of Yerusha on it is at the time of the Gevia, not at the time of the Chiyav Bezin. Rav Shimon Mai. So, according to Rav Shimon, what would the halacha be in this scenario? Kimin Oma Bedin, Mamayna Havoy, Umachai Bali Kerbin Shua. Since there was a Hamad Abedin, so it changes from being a Knas to being a Chiyav Mamon. And therefore he's being Tveyahim Mamon. He's being Tveyahim Mamon. He's going to be Chayav the Korban Shua of Sham Gzeilus. No, that we still deal with it. Even though that much is true, that Rav Shimon is not arguing on that if the person had the person said yes, he'd have to pay. It's not called Mimadi Bekanaz, because once Bezin passed on the Zechiyev, it's not called Mimadi Bekanaz. But that being said, we're going to. Since it started out as being a chiyuv kanas, it's not the same type of chiyuv as all the examples that the Torah gave, is what Rashi learns. The Torah gives a case of a gzela or a case of a oishik, which means he's not paying his workers, or a case of an aveda that he found, which he's denying, or a case of a pikadon. So all the examples the Torah gives, they were chiyuv mamon to start with. This is a case where it was a chiyuv kanas, which has changed into a chiyuv mamon. So maybe Rav Shimon holds that case, since it started out as a kanas, there's no din karban shua sham gzeilus. Amalei, so Rabbi said back to Abaye, "Mamona habi mechay velei karban shua." Okay. So it is. It's considered a moment. It changed from being a kanas to being a chiyuv mamon. So that's what Rashi learns. Tosis learns, not like Rashi, that the more Abaye is coming based on our Mishnah. The fact that in our Mishnah, Rav Shimon says it doesn't have a din of mamon to get it in Yerusha from the father to the son on the Chiyuv Kanaz, even the Bezen Pasen that he's Chayiv, and the Chiyuv Mamon of the father go Yerusha to the son. If somebody borrows money from the father and he owes money to the father and the father dies, he's Mechiv to pay to the Yarshim. Bezen Pasen, this man is Mechiv to pay to the father for the being honest, the girl, and the father dies. Yerushim says, no, it doesn't have to pay to the Yarshim. It's not considered Mamon to transfer to the children. So maybe Rav Shimon holds not considered mamon in regards to carbon shua. Tosis says, as a matter of fact, that the way Tosis learns the Gemara, that Abaye's question is, he's not even sure whether the din of a kanas at this point in time or not. It's not considered mamon according to Rav Shimon, so maybe the din of a kanas potter still, even after the Pesach Bezdin. Rashi learns with Abaye Poshet that Abaye holds, but there's no din of a kanas potter anymore. So then he's saying, so what's the suffix? It's mamon already. What's the suffix? Because it didn't start out with the same type of the original source was different. But Tosfos learned the more shaila. Part of the shaila is what about hodah and what about karban shua? We know in regards to our Yerusha, it's not mamon. So what about by regards to Hidoah, Karn the Mishem? What about regards to Shua? Is it Mammon or not? So Tosfos learns the Gemara. Eisvei. Mishem and Armor. Bryce says, Yochel, I could have thought to say the following. V'armel l'chaber anasto petiti esbiti. That the father is being Teveya, this man that he was Ma'anis or Mefata, his daughter, and the person responds, I did, was not manas or mafata your daughter, or hey mishorcha es avdi, the person being tveya, that your shor killed my yavin and yomith the shloshim shkolim that owner of the shore pays as a kanas for killing the abbot. Remember, Loi Hamis, my animal did not kill your abbot. Oshomer Loi Avdoi, the abbot says to his Odin, he palta eshini, misimisa eseni, you knocked out my tooth or you blinded me, and therefore I go free. So the Torah says the loch is of the Odin of an Evet Kanani, knocks out the tooth or the eye of the Evet Kanani. So the Evet goes free, and that's a form of a Kanas. It's not really, it's not the moment. It does it to his animals, and it doesn't have that loch. It's a Kanas that the Torah gave, that it freed the Evet Wormer lo hipalti boshimisi. Vinishba. Now he swore that all of these are true. He doesn't owe this money. And then he admitted. So Zotu Shimon Yochol Yehei Chayiv. I would think that maybe in all these cases the person could be Chayiv. So the person denied the claim of his amis, his another member of Klal Yisrael, in regards to pikadon, in regards to a loan that was placed in his hands alone. By begazel or shakaz amisoy, by mutzav beidu. The person claimed you stole from me, gazel, or you oshik me, you withheld my payment as a worker, or you found an aveda of mine. And the person denies it, and he swears falsely. So that's what the Torah said, the parsha, that afterwards, when he's moida, he pays a keren and a chemish, and he brings a karmen osher. So he gave five examples. Ma'elim yuchadim, all of these, what's unique about them is shehen moment, they are money to start with. So therefore, I've called Shein Momen. All the any other case which is going to have this halacha, it has to be a case where the chiyuv is a chiyuv Momen. Yotzu Elo Shein Kanas. So the Brisa is going to exclude all these the scenarios which you mentioned in the Brisa. So the Shimon, there's no chiyuv of Karen and Chaimish and Osham. Shein Kanas, because they're excluded because they are cases of Kanas. So that's the Brisa. Something more. Let's think through the Brisa. My love isn't the Brisa told my case. Bishama Bedin, that the real scenario was that there was a Chiyuv, and they already taken him to Bezdin, and Bezdin had passed that he's Chayiv. Now he's not paying up, so he goes and says to him, pay up the chiyuv that you have for the fact your man is my daughter. He says no. He denies it and he swears. See, even though he's swearing after the mother bedin, the brisa says potter. So you see that there's, according to Shimon, even after the mother bedin, it doesn't have a loch of momin to have a din of a karmen shu on it. Okay. Versus lo, the case was b'shalom b'din. So if there was lo, if it wasn't lo b'din, it's still a kanas. The din of a kanas potter, and yes, it's over there. So there's no chiyuv shvua, karmen shvua, on something that even he admitted he wouldn't have to pay. Samura says. The ratio is talking about case of Bedin. The Seif also talking about case of Omer Bedin. What's the ratio? The Tani ratio. Ein liela. The worm shem shaman aleim is a karen. Maybe this halacha is referring to chiyuvim which are karen. Teshlumi keifu. Teshlumi rabba chamisha. He's tveya him the yomi kefil, and then he denies the kefil, or he owes the dalavahei, and he denies the dalavahei with the shavua. How do we know that there's a chiyuv karmen shua? He has to be karen and a chaimish on the kefil and on the dalavahei and on the oynis of the mafata and what's Minayin, how do we know? This is the Tanakhama talking. Tamalim says, more than mal. The parsha starts that the person was did an act of improper. The pasuk is more than mal b'ashem. He did it. It's not the din of meal of hektish, but he's rebelled against the Kadosh Baruch Hu by making this using a shavua to deny money that he owes. A shavua is the more, you know, the shavua says that shavua, taking a false shavua is a horrible thing, right? the whole world shook, and it said one of the Saras Dibris that Losisa. The Chinuch, Sefer Chinuch says, because the way Yeshua works, we'll learn Masechta Sedarim as Hashem after Ksubas, and in the, right there in the Masechta Sedarim, in the first Omid, the Ran quotes from the Ravid. The Mishnah introduces something that there's regular Sedarim and Shuas. There's something called Yodis Nedarim. Yodis Nedarim means that a person said enough of the language of a neder that he gets a din of a neder, but he did not say the full language. So the Ran brings from the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ravid, and I do not remember all the details, that when a person says a Shua, the full Shua is he's being Nishba by the Emes of Hashem, that such and such is true. Which means, if it turns out that it was Sheker, he's saying that as not true as this is, Hashem is not true either. So full Shua, even though he doesn't say the words Bashem, the full statement is, he's meaning Nishba Bashem. So the Chumrah of a full Shua is, he's denying the Emes of Hashem through the Shua. So he's used this Shua to deny money as an act of Me'ila, an act of rebellion, of being wayward vis-a-vis Hashem. And it says, mal, an extra lesson, to be marba, riva, to be marba, that to the din of Karban Shua on the kefal dal v'hei, or the onus of the fountain of Hashem. So now, that's the ratio. Hey, Chidami, what was the scenario that we're talking about? Idulei Omid Bedin, if there had not been a Hamada Bedin, Kfele Meika, there's no Kefil over here. Even if he admitted he wouldn't have to pay. So what's, there's no Kefil yet that you just can discuss. A Din of a Karban Shua, that he's denying money through a Shua. There's no Chiyuv Kefil. Elab Sheet, there were four, it's obvious. Bisham Bedin, the discussing that. They went to Bezin and Mechayev and Kefil, and now he's being Tveyim to pay, and the person is denying that he owes the money, and then he's Nishba. And Tanakama says that he has to pay, and that's where Rav Shimon responds and says, no, Midrash Bisham Bedin, say, but I'm Bisham Bedin. Okay. So Abaya asked Rabba, you told me that according to Shimon, in case of Omer Bedin, he's murdered the Tzachiyah Mammon, and there is a kin of Karman Shua. We see from the Braisa that Shimon says there's no Chi of Shua, and it has to do in case of Omer Bedin, because of being parallel to the Rishon. So you see, even in the case of Omer Bedin, Shimon says there's no key of Karban Shua. Omer Leisarabba said back, "Yachilna l'shtuny l'cha reisha b'shem Bedin." The same b'shem Bedin. I could actually tell you that the reisha and sefer are not like you're learning. That it's a chamim tanakama against Rav Shimon, but rather it's all Rav Shimon talking, and the reisha is talking about a case where he was Omer Bedin, and therefore there is a key of Karban Shua according to Rav Shimon. And the Sefer of Shimon is speaking out, but if it was not Amabedin, there's no Chiyuv Karban Shua. Makulah Rav Shimon, it's all Rav Shimon talking. Mishinuya dechiki lo mishinin lecha, but I'm not going to give you such a dechik to Kateritz. You can't amartali, because if so, you'll say to me, the Bach adds in the word O, oh, Listni Reisha Rav Shimon, Omer, you should say Rav Shimon Omer ready in the Reisha. Or Listni Sefer Dibur Rav Shimon. Instead of having Rav Shimon in the middle, after you finish the Reisha, the Sefer, say Dibur Rav Shimon. So if the Reisha and the Sefer all Rav Shimon talking, you don't say the Reisha, and then Omer Rav Shimon says the Sefer. Say Omer Rav Shimon in the beginning of the whole thing, or say Divrei Rav Shimon at the end of the whole thing. So that's the doichik to say it's all Rav Shimon. Elakula b'shem b'din. So you're right. The whole thing is okay. Zomim b'din. Reisha rabbanu v'sefer Rav Shimon. So it is a machlok zin rabbanu Rav Shimon, and therefore you've proven that Rav Shimon says even though it was zomim b'din, there's no chiyuv karban shua. B'din al chol inyan karban shua. The rachmana patrim mimikichesh. So I carbon shua, I agree with you. There's no key of carbon shua, carbon shimon, because of the pasuk of chichish, b'amisoy, and it says all these things that it lists, and all of them are moment to exclude. They're a moment to start with, to exclude kanas even after amud b'din. There's no din of carbon shua, carbon sham gzelus. Ki kamino moment havi l'harisha l'bonav. When you asked me, what does Rav Shimon hold in this scenario? Is it Momin or not? I said it is Momin. That's regards to that there's a Din Yerusha that goes over to the children. Okay. Zogt. So this all lays the groundwork to ask the question from our Mishnah. Esi, so we the more asked the kasha. Rav Shimon Omer, you know, I speak a ligwa is atche mesa barein shel atzma. If it wasn't collected, even though there was a mother of a din, it goes to the daughter. It goes to the girl. They didn't collect it, and the father died. V'yamrin mamen habi l'risha l'banav. If you tell me that's considered mamen, and his children are yarishim. Why is it hers? It belongs to the brothers. So, if you're telling me that it's Mammon, Gabi Yerusha, why then it belongs? It's not hers. It goes to Yerusha to the children. Elamai, you see from the Mishnah, even after the Mother Bedin, Karnav Shimon, it's not Mammon, and there's no Yerusha on it, and then it goes to the daughter. Amar Rava, Hamil Sakasha by Rabbi Yosef Esrim Tartan Shnin. Rabbi Yosef had this grappled with this question for 22 years. Well, Ifrik, and they did not come up with an answer. Adi Yosef Rabbi Yosef Bereisha until Rabbi Yosef became the Shashiva. Rabbi died, and Rabbi Yosef became the Shashiva. And then Upirki thought of a teretz. He said, "What's his teretz?" Okay, so normally a mother b'din, it changes the chiyuv from a chiyuv of knas to a chiyuv mammon, and once it's a chiyuv mammon, so the people which have a hishiva l'guf, a choiv moment to the father, when the father dies, that goes over by Yerusha to the children. But by the case of Onis, specifically, there's a special drosha to tell me, v'nosan l'vianara, when it's, at the moment that it's given to the father. Until the moment, it doesn't belong to the father. So therefore, Rav Shimon says, if the father dies before it's collected, there's no din Yerusha to his sons. He doesn't own it yet. And it's given to the girl herself. You could say it like that. Okay. At the moment of that, it's Bezin Paskin that the chiyuv took place, and it doesn't have a din of a chayv, there's no shibud aguf on the person to anybody until he actually gives it. So it's not a financial obligation. It's a tziva yatara that he has to give it. Normally, the chiyuv yatara generate a chiyuv moment, which is a shibud aguf. It's a financial obligation. Financial obligations, there's a concept of yerusha. Over here, it's not a financial obligation. It's a din of Torah that he has to give it.
And once he's given it, it's no longer technically a financial obligation.
And that's his money,
okay.
Right?
So it means that this never goes into the category of financial obligation.
According to Shimon, right? That'd be the way of saying it. Okay, let's. Get half around a few Rashi's over here. All the way back on the Gemara on Beis Ben Aluf, first Rashi in the Gemara. So the Gemara wants to know. It says the Mishnah says that there's boshes, pagam, and kanas, and tsar. We already know that. So Gemara says the chiddush lavia itzichalei. It's lo tana. Didn't say that in the Mishnah before that it goes who it goes to. So Gemara says obviously it goes to the father because mina yukayoyev mafata. If the mafata pays kanash or bushes of begam, so he makes these payments, pshita, the levia, you know, it has to go to the father. Dila dido ha'ochlo gabe. If the payment would be to her, she agreed to it, so she can't turn around and then ask for bushes of begam. So if the Mishnah told me that Bershus and Begam and Kanas, Rashi says, it must be belongs to the father. The payment goes to the father. The father says, I wasn't Michael. So even the Katar Leviah is obvious from the earlier Mishnah, which says that the Mefata pays Bershus, Begam, and Kanas. I understand that it goes to the father. So this Mishnah says, Bershus, Begam, and Kanas, I know that already. It goes to the father, I also know that already. So what's it telling me? So Moshe says, tell me the din of Om Bedin. Anas Apetiti. Rashi says the word is not ooh, it's oi petisi. The vav over here is not a vav of Hebrew. It's the vav represents either or. So he's being tevei him. So the Shimon says that he's potter. The Chama says, "Chai, Karen v'karmi shavashem imhoyd achari kain." Zeh Hashem gazelus, and we refer to something called Hashem gazelus. It's referring to a person who used a shvua to deny money that he owes. The Torah says, "If afterwards he's moida on his own, not that Adam came, but he's moida on his own that he really owed the money." Says a kapara. For using a false shavua to deny the money, he pays Karen and Chaimish to the person that he owes the money to, and he brings a korban asham. So Shimon said, "No, he's potter. Shenem Hashem knas api atzmai. El api edim. Just admitting himself, he wouldn't have to pay. You need edim. V'kim in the ilo oiderle kamon kishatovai. If he would have said yes." And not denied it, even if he would have said yes, have a mifter, he would be potter, doesn't have to pay. So therefore, kikafre nami einzu shvus fierce moments. So the din is the chiyuv of Karen and Chaimish and Osham is the only person used a shvua to deny money that he owes. Over here, even if he would admit, he would not have to pay. He's not using a shvua to deny money. It's a false shua, which is a different carbon. That's a carbon alaviyari, which is a chatas. And there's no karen, there's no chaimish. But over here, there's nothing. It's not shua's kfir's moment. It's not shua's kfir's moment. Let's hold Rashi here.